The Physio Room, in association with Able Bodies Physiotherapy, 2 George's Street, Newbridge, 045-435-480 and ablebodies.ie.
Leah Purcell, good morning to you.
Good morning, Clem. How are you?
I'm not going to say, I'm not plumossing, you know, but I want to tell you something. I think I have listened to the podcast of both your contributions so far, and I'm seriously impressed.
Thank you, Clem. Now you're flustering me for this podcast.
I know, but just to tell you, I'm seriously impressed on a number of levels. One, your expertise as a physiotherapist. But two, I think you have a great career ahead of you in radio. So, well done. Anyway,
now you're setting me up there, Clem. I feel I'm all flustered now. I don't know what to say in this
Seriously, sat in the living room the other night and listened back to the two podcasts because being of a chronological state that I'm in, physiotherapy services are very valuable.
They're on your radar.
They're on the radar long ago. Week 3, getting back into a good routine of exercises. And we'll be covering one for the kids and one for the adults. Because as you say, September is a time of change, is it not?
It is for loads of households. The obvious ones are kids start and teenagers going back to school, but then that has a knock-on effect. Obviously, the routine then massively changes for parents and also in a lot of cases for grandparents as well, if they're involved in caring or that kind of thing. So it's nearly like a mini new year for a lot of people. September, it's a time when everything changes, and I think it's a good time to... Now is a good time, just at the start of it all, to take a step back and think, how am I going to fit in exercise into my routine? Because for a lot of people, the routine ramps up, like your mind and kids, you're doing drop-offs, and the other big change around this time of year that can affect your exercise levels, as well as being time poor, is the change in the weather. So like over the summer months, often exercise kind of just happens. You go for a walk, it's a lovely evening, so you decide to head off yourself for a walk. The evenings are long, or it's a nice morning and you might go for a cycle, or, you know, it just happens kind of naturally more so exercise with the good weather. In the bad weather, and particularly at this time of year, it can be like a little bit of slide into winter, where slowly our activity levels and our exercise levels gradually decline with the shorter evenings and the darker evenings and the cold weather and the wet and all the rest. So that, coupled with being not having as much time potentially at this time of year, means people don't get in as much exercise. And exercise is, as we all know, is so important for loads of different physical health and mental health.
It's always easier to get out in the daylight than the dark evenings. Let's begin with the kids. We'll get to the adults in a short time. There was a time when kids naturally got all the exercise in the world they needed because mammy said, get out to play from under me. And I don't want, and if you don't get out soon, I'll tell you, I won't be responsible for what I'll do. Kids are welded to their digital devices.
There's actually, what I find working in the clinic, you do have a certain amount of kids who are really addicted to the devices, and that's really hard. I know, I'm a parent, and I just sent my 6-year-old off into senior infants today, and the call of the TV and the devices is a really genuine thing. So you, on the one hand, you have that and the children who are potentially too inactive. And on the other hand, then, at this time of year, there's a big cohort of children who everything starts up for them again. So they've been kind of resting relatively over the summer or just doing sort of informal, unstructured play. And then come September now, the gymnastics, the swimming, the Gaelic, the soccer, it all starts up in the next week or two. And that can potentially, that big jump in their load, their physical load of what they're doing, that can cause kind of injuries or growing pains or even just kind of tiredness and burnout in kids. So basically, what we should be aiming for, I was looking this up last night when I was doing a bit of swatting ahead of this, there's some national physical activity guidelines that were brought out towards the end of last year. So these are the most up-to-date ones. And everybody who can should be aiming for about 5 hours of physical activity per week. So that's kind of moderate level. Within that, children age 5 to 17 should be trying to incorporate at least 3 days of vigorous exercise where they're really pushing themselves. So moderate exercise could be counted as walking down to school or going on the scooter or chasing around the yard with their pals. That's moderate, but then the kids should be really kind of exerting themselves kind of for an hour, 3 days a week at least.
Mm. I'm just thinking of trying to tell that to the hormonally driven, cranky teenager.
They're the ones that, you know, probably do them really good to have a good blowout of exercise.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing, particularly with teenagers. That's another transition period.
And of course, in a modern society, Leah, and the way things are nowadays, the old thing where Mammy said, "Get out and play," and I don't want to see you here for the next 2 hours until I call you. That day is gone because,
unfortunately, Now that actually, the studies would prove that kind of unstructured play is the best for kids, where they're out climbing trees and using their imagination and climbing over yokes and making forts and all. That's actually the best type of activity for kids, both kind of emotionally and physically. But unfortunately nowadays, it's a lot of the time it's structured.
Yeah.
You know, you go to your class for an hour and with the teacher, and it's kind of structured. Now that's still really beneficial exercise. So for those parents who have kids who are into everything, I would urge them to just be careful over this month of not loading them up too much in the first. So not starting back to 4 or 5 classes a week of dancing, gymnastics, swimming and tennis all at the one time, because potentially that might burn them out or injure them towards in a month's time or 6 weeks' time. So that's what I'd say to parents with kids who are into everything. Try and hold them back a little bit. And then to the parents whose children aren't doing anything or, you know, aren't doing it enough or aren't into sports, it doesn't have to be structured sports like dancing, walking, scooting to school, going out for a walk with mom or dad in the evenings. That's all still good exercise. Not all kids are into team sports, and a lot of them don't like the hustle and the bustle of it. And that's fine, as long as, but they still need to get in some exercise.
Yeah, because most kids are now into couch surfing and just looking at the old digital thing. Now, for old fogies like yourself, I'm like myself and stuff like that.
I'm a medium fogey.
I must remember that term for myself, but it would be telling a lie. How much exercise should those now between, we'll say, the official adult ages of 18 and up to 60, 70?
The way the guidelines are structured is 18 to 65, so the people in that age group should be aiming for 3 to 5 hours of moderate intensive exercise per week, moderately intensive. So that's where, like, that's like a brisk walk or, a good bit of garden where you get a bit of a sweat up. Like, you're moderately put out. You're not completely comfortable and relaxing. You're moderately kind of sweating. The difference with the adults' guidelines is that adults should be trying to, and this is the thing that's really often neglected in Ireland, adults should be trying to incorporate strengthening exercises at least twice a week. So lots of people, women especially, you know, go mad for walking or running. That's very much cardiovascular exercise, and it's that type of exercise is really good for your lungs and for your heart and for your headspace. But strengthening exercises are really important for your overall function. Like, we all want to be able to get up off the toilet ourselves when we're 80 or 90 years old and not to need help. And strengthening exercises...
Like what?
...helps with that. So the likes of Pilates or a gym program or yoga, things where you're... even lifting light weights, but if you haven't done it, you should get some guidance and not just start into it because you heard me saying it on the radio. There are lots of good classes now in Kildare. I'm based in Newbridge, but so I know of a few classes around. There's some of the gyms in Nace and in, I know, Primal in 2 Mile House and Unit 3. They run classes specifically for over 65s. And they're a really good way to get your strength in with a bit of supervision if you're not confident in what to do yourself in a gym. The other thing would be to join one of the local gyms to you and get a trainer to go through a little program with you. or to do a Pilates class. We run Pilates classes in Able Bodies, and there's lots of different places around the county that run them specifically for older people, mm-hmm. or an online
but
Pilates.
But there's lots, yep. Leah, are there lots of exercises that people can do at home for those, yep. for those who mightn't be able to get to the gym or whatever, yep. else?
Yeah, there are loads. Yeah, and that, so there are loads of the ones to do at home, and I would say it would be a good idea to touch base with a physiotherapist if you'd like to. You know, I'd often, people would come into me and I'd send them away with maybe four or five exercises to try and do each day on their own at home. I wouldn't, it's probably not a good idea to go on to, like what a lot of people is, to go onto YouTube and just lash into some young fit fella doing an hour of exercise on the screen, because that mightn't suit you if you haven't done it, that kind of thing before. So it's probably good to get a bit of advice around it. But you know, any exercise is good exercise. But if you were looking to get a plan for exercise, it'd be a good idea to see a physiotherapist or even a personal trainer who could give you a few exercises to do at home. But you want to explain to them that you're older and you haven't done much strengthening stuff before.
Okay, and in particular, as people get older anyway, things like brittle bones, arthritis, yeah, those things come into play.
Yeah, that's big time. And so you don't want to go lifting majorly heavy weights if you've osteoporosis or osteopenia. But lifting weights is the best treatment for that, but you'd need to get it at the right level. So anyone with those conditions, I would say to touch base with a physio and get a plan for that. But really, the strengthening exercises, if you can. So for people now at this time of year, we're at the end of August, looking ahead into the winter, to be trying to think of, how am I going to get in some exercise every week? It might have to be indoors. So you could look at doing aqua aerobics or going to the swimming pool or signing up with a gym or doing some Pilates classes locally. And if you've never done them, get in touch with the teacher. Tell the teacher you haven't done this before and you want to give it a try. And give it a good go. I would say, so long as you feel fine after doing it and it's not giving you any ill effects, give it a go for 3 or 4 weeks. And if at that stage you really don't like it or you're not into it, do something else. Try something else instead. It should be something you enjoy. So you might have to kind of kiss a few frogs until you find the right one, the right thing that you do like doing, and then stick at it over the winter months. Like for a lot of people who play golf, say during the summer, that's kind of not going to happen over the winter. And in the clinic, we would get people, they come in and do our Pilates classes, or they join a gym or join the pool or whatever for over the winter months. And that's a good way to make sure they stay strong and stay active over the winter months.
It's a case of a little to start with. Don't rush into it and don't overdo it. And you'll keep your motivation up, and it all begins in the head. Make the decision to do it and then get on with it. Leah, great talking to you.
Thank you very much for that.
And we look forward indeed to another contribution from you next week.
We'll talk to you next week.
Chartered physiotherapist Leah Purcell.
The Physio Room, in association with Able Bodies Physiotherapy, 2 George's Street, Newbridge, 045-435-480 and ablebodies.ie.